I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I referred Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen
up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Hang on 1 second. I can't get a little more juice in my... Okay. Oh, okay. I pushed the wrong button. I do that all the time. Oh, there we go. Now I sound like $1 million. I love it. Okay, I got up early. First of all, let me tell you about my long weekend. I want to thank Pat Casal for filling in on Friday. He did a phenomenal job, as he always does. And I stayed around town until Saturday. I try on every holiday, summer holiday, to make a road trip. A year ago, I went to Amargosa Valley, hung out by the Armory, Area 51 brothel or whatever. I didn't go in, by the way. This year, I decided to go to Searchlight. And man, I had a great time. Went to the Roadhouse. You know, they had line dancing. They had, entertainment. And it's like the only place to go in Searchlight. Otherwise, you got to go to Boulder City. But I did that. I had a great time. It was really fun. But today I'm back at work, and I said, I've got to get up early because the Kavanaugh hearing begins at 6:30, and I'm guessing there are going to be fireworks. Well, suffice it to say, with Charles Grassley and... It was really ugly because the hearings got off to a, shall we say, a rocky start. In fact, let's go to cut 8. This is the way the gavel came down with Chairman Chuck Grassley and who else? Kamala Harris from the People's Republic of California. She's running for president. There were like two presidential wannabes on the dais, and they all got a chance to say something. Listen to how it all began.
Good morning. I welcome everyone to this confirmation hearing on the nomination of
Mr.
Judge
Chairman.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like
Supreme
to be recognized for a question
States.
Before we proceed.
Regular order.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized to ask a question before we proceed. The committee received just last night less than 15 hours ago, 42,000 pages of documents that we have not had an opportunity to review or read or analyze.
You're out of order. I'll proceed.
We cannot possibly move forward, Mr. Chairman.
I extend
this
a very warm welcome
to Judge
Kavanaugh.
We have not been given an opportunity to have a meaningful
his wife,
hearing
Ashley,
on this nominee.
There are two daughters.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with my colleague,
friends.
Senator Harris. Mr. Chairman,
Judge
we
Kavanaugh's
received 42,000 documents that we haven't
and
been able
else joining
to review
us
last
today.
Night, and we believe this hearing should
be postponed.
I know this
is an exciting day for all of you here, and you're rightly proud
Mr. Chairman,
of the
judge. If we cannot be recognized, I move to adjourn.
The American people.
Mr. Chairman, I move
to
adjourn.
Hear directly from Judge Kavanaugh later this afternoon.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn. Mr. Chairman, we have been denied real access to the documents we need to advise.
Mr. Chairman, regular order is called for.
Which turns this hearing into a charade and a mockery of our norms.
Well,
and Mr. Chairman, I therefore move to adjourn this hearing.
Okay.
That's the way about the first 30 minutes of the hearing proceeded, with protesters getting up, yelling out, then being carried out or escorted out. Which brings me to the subject of the lack of civility. But you noticed only once in the first hour and a half did I hear protesters trying to shout down Democrats. Do you notice that? And I heard no conservative protesters trying to shout down liberals. Didn't hear it. Now, I don't know about you, but in an era when so many of us don't trust our government, don't think our government is working, here you've got on the first day back after the Labor Day recess, and we see a committee that is clearly dysfunctional. I mean, if you have to clear the room, you clear the room. Let them watch on TV. Let them watch on C-SPAN, for crying out. Why do they have to be in the room and protesting? And does their right to protest supersede Chuck Grassley's right to be heard? Or any of the other Republicans? Think about that for a minute. Now, the case they're trying to make, let's go to cut six. This is Dianne Feinstein, who prior to the hearing, they held a little photo op out in front of the Supreme Court. And Dianne Feinstein underscored the importance of this Kavanaugh nomination.
He's being nominated to a seat that's pivotal, that will be the deciding vote on some of the most important issues of our day. So the Democratic caucus has gathered here today to essentially state a silent protest. We will attend the meetings, we will question assiduously, but we want to express our concerns. I've had 9 Supreme Court hearings. Pat Leahy has had more than I, but I've never had a hearing like this where documents are so difficult to get. When Justice Scalia died, Republicans refused to even meet with President Obama's nominee, and they held the seat open for the entire year. Now, with a Republican in the White House, they've changed their position. The majority rushed into this hearing and is refusing to even look at the nominee's full record. 93% of the records from Kavanaugh's tenure in the White House as counsel and staff secretary have not been provided to the Senate, and 96% are hidden to the public. And now, for the first time ever, we've been told the White House is withholding over 100,000 pages from Kavanaugh's tenure in the White House counsel's office with no explanation of what the topics are and no formal claim of executive privilege. And last night, 42,000 documents were sent over. Obviously, no one has been able to look at them yet.
So it's all for the Democrats. They have nothing, you know, they have nothing to pin on Judge Kavanaugh, soon to be Justice Kavanaugh. They have nothing to pin on him other than they want to see more documents. Just a thought. The fact is, the Democrats can't stop this. And they have nobody but Harry Reid to thank, to blame. This is all about Harry Reid's crazy notion. You know, that all it takes is 50 votes to confirm a Supreme Court justice. That was the handiwork of Harry Reid. I'm going to open up our phone lines because I have a question for you. I know that all of us covet our First Amendment rights. We hear it from the left every day, and even people on the right covet the right to be heard. But when do the rights of those who want to protest overcome the rights of those who simply want to be heard? And in this particular case, it's Chuck Grassley or any of the Republicans. These people that come into these hearings not to listen and learn, but to protest and to obstruct and to delay. How can that be right? And I don't pretend to be a constitutional scholar. But these senators, as pompous as some of them are, and as full of themselves as some of them are, you know, is it fair to them to have to shout over protesters? And I'm going to open up our phone lines because this free speech thing is something that we all take pretty seriously, I think. And I want to find out these protesters. First of all, these protesters ought to be jailed. We've talked to people with Code Pink and others, and they say we're generally out in about 20 minutes. They go in, they fill out some paperwork, and then we leave. Why aren't these people spending time in jail? Put them in with the drunks. Put them in with the rapists. Put them in with the hardened criminals. Let them see what jail's really like. Anyway, we'll get to your calls on the other side. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Tuesday. I know it has that Monday feeling about it. But it really is Tuesday. Yeah. As we continue live and local now.
Attention cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, it's Live and Local Now. I was in Searchlight over the weekend and had a really great time. There was not much there. I asked everybody if they knew Harry Reid. Nobody knows Harry Reid. You know, he grew up in Searchlight. But I couldn't find anybody that actually knew him. I thought everybody's, oh, what a great guy. I love Harry. No. At least not at the Roadhouse. I was expecting at the Roadhouse right there off the highway that somehow we'd find somebody that knew Harry Reid. Nobody did. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. In fact, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're leading us off. You're on Live and Local Now. Good morning.
Kevin, you got me?
I got you, man. What's up?
Kevin?
I'm here.
You got me?
I'm here.
Hello?
There we go. Let's try it that way.
You got me, Kevin?
I got you.
All right. Kevin, who in our wildest dreams knew Whorehouse Harry was going to be a saving grace? I cannot express to your listeners how furious I am. You know these rhino Democrats, and rhino does a disservice to acronyms. They're really moles in spy terms. And nobody's... Republican constitutionalists, we don't want to call our FBI agents and our CIA. Not only are they treasonous, they're making millions being treasonous. And that goes back to Bubba and the Hildebeest. But they're unconscionable, Kevin. Every day is the year zero. Kevin, may I take a little time to explain the year zero?
Yes.
Yes? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hypothetically speaking, I massacred your family, and why today are we having this trial or hearing? I didn't kill anybody today. I was a patron saint today. I've got a halo above my head. That's the Demorats, the poster child of the Demorat Party. The Democrats ought to be ashamed. Antifa, and it's not black people. It's white, allegedly, and I use the term educated loosely. It's an insult, the indoctrination. It's college-educated whites in black that is Antifa. That's the poster child of the Demorats. They ought to be embarrassed and ashamed. This farce, and I'm going to close with this, Kevin. Is it wrong to quote a previous president? But they won't do it. And by the way, John Kerry, I'm going to call later on in the week on his book. Kevin, is an omission as bad as a lie? Hold that thought. Let me close with our previous fearer. There was a congressional hearing, a meeting, and he showed up. And he was shocked at Republicans. He said, what are you doing here? We don't need you. One other and lasting quote, there are consequences for elections. It's good for the gander. These Democrats are unconscionable. They have no, there is no reciprocity in them. There is nothing but a dogma of doom. We need to abolish this two-party system, my friend. Good day. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. A lot stored up over the holiday. And sometimes you've just got to get it out. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's true. A lot of what he's saying is spot on. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out today at libertyhealthshare.org. Check it out on your smartphone. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Coming up, more problems at the Senate confirmation hearing of Brett Kavanaugh to be the next U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Chuck Grassley really losing control. This was like a three-ring circus. And I'll be honest with you. Chuck Grassley said, I'm going to let everybody talk. Well, do you have to let everybody talk? It's a hearing. People ask questions of the witnesses. They eventually vote up or down. All the Dems are trying to do is stall. And they realize they don't have the votes. Sad but true. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local Now. Hail to the chief. That point the cannon at you. No. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no Senator Sosa. It ain't me. It ain't me.
790 Las Vegas. And 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. We are your statewide program of record. All across the state of Nevada, you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. Maybe you got up early like I did at 6:30 this morning to watch the opening of the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, the Senate Judiciary Committee. They have to confirm them. Then it goes to the floor of the United States Senate. The Republicans say they have the votes. And all the Democrats can do is try and stall and hope they can peel away one or two Republicans. And that's assuming they keep everybody in their ranks, which I think is a pretty good bet. 844, the number 2, Nevada, That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with J.D. J.D., you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Two quick questions and a statement on the hearing, if I may.
Yeah.
First of all, if you were in, if you lived in Searchlight, would you admit to knowing Harry Reid?
I had not thought of that. But I would think, you know, the guy's made it famous. Hey, I grew up here. I was just a poor kid in Searchlight.
And what the heck were you doing in Searchlight?
It was just a place I hadn't been, and I try at least one or two holidays during the summer. Every year I go some. I went to Amargosa Valley, I don't know, a year ago on the 4th of July. I went to the Pahrump Parade, their 4th of July parade. I always try and do like one of those a summer where I just get out and I just drive somewhere.
Okay. Now, if I may, on this hearing, Chairman Grassley did not even get out the first sentence of the opening when he was interrupted by Harris and Blumenthal, the guy that served in Vietnam, and I think Klobuchar and
Cory Booker
and Booker. Yeah. I mean, this shows. I guess they didn't watch the McCain funeral, where he pleaded for bipartisanship, because these people are just pathetic, and they show how ignorant they are. And I hope the American people watch this disgraceful hearings.
Can I tell you, I give the American people credit that they recognize a pig in a poke. They understand, you know, whereas everybody at the McCain funeral, they were preaching civility and why can't we all just get along? And here you've got people interrupting. You've got protesters. First of all, it's Chuck Grassley's fault that these protesters are still there. I would have had them clear the courtroom, so to speak. Judges do it all the time. And I understand that these protesters have a right to protest, but they can protest outside, off camera. They don't have to do it inside the building. Good point, though. Good point. It does, though, point up. And again, Dianne Feinstein already did this once today, trying to make the case to the American people. She had a photo op before the hearing began on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. And I guess I'm dumbfounded. Maybe I shouldn't be, because these people know they don't have the votes. The only thing they can do is delay the inevitable. I look at this. For instance, Chuck Grassley, I think, is doing the best he can with what he's got. He's got Democrats that don't know how to stop this freight train. And all they're trying to do is delay, 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 obstruct, delay. But Chuck Grassley said, and this is something that only senators, I guess, would understand, this idea of working on weekends. I work on weekends. Do you work on weekends from time to time? Yeah. Did you work on the holiday? I bet you did. But Chuck Grassley, who is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, talked real tough with Democrats. He was interrupted constantly by Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and a whole bunch of other folks. By the way, Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, just wouldn't you know it, they're both running for president. Anyway, here's Chuck Grassley at today's Senate. This is Cut 9 at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing.
If people wonder why the chair is so patient during this whole process, I have found that it takes longer to argue why you shouldn't do anything than let people argue why they want it. These things are going to be said throughout this hearing. We're going to be in session Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, till we get done this week. So however long people want to take, we're going to not necessarily accommodate all obstruction. But if people got something to say, this chairman's going to let them say it. But it gets pretty boring to hear the same thing all the time. Senator Booker, make it quick, please.
I really appreciate the deference, Mr. Chairman. The question was, why would we want to delay this? And this is not an attempt to delay. This is an attempt to be fully equipped to do our constitutional duty, which everybody, Republicans and Democrats on this committee, takes seriously. It is very hard to perform our role of advice and consent when we do not have a thorough vetting of the background of the candidate.
Again, a guy running for president. Kamala Harris running for president. Trying to think of who else on that committee is running for president. I mean, we thought it was weird with 17 announced candidates on the Republican side a couple of years ago. We thought that was enormous. When you want to talk about ginormous, think about what the Democrats are going to do. And did you hear where Elizabeth Warren claimed she wasn't running for president? And that's the only reason why is because she is officially on the ballot running for Senate. So she can run for president. What a great campaign strategy that is. Elect me U.S. Senator so I can then run for president for the next 6 years. Unbelievable. Anyway, this thing's a joke that's going on in our nation's capital. We'll keep an eye on it throughout the morning. We don't expect to see Brett Kavanaugh and his opening statement till later in the day. Originally, they were hoping for late morning, our time, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by our friends at Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, to something special. Grab your smartphone and check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. Take a quick break. We'll get back to your phone calls. I don't want to make this about these grandstanding presidential wannabe Democrat flaming liberals. I do want to ask you, though, of where we should draw the line. Should Chuck Grassley be able to simply say, I'm going to clear the courtroom or clear the hearing room? And I've seen a chairman do that. It doesn't happen very often. And it's usually a contentious issue, like a Supreme Court nominee. At what point does the right of a sitting U.S. senator duly elected by people in his state to be heard, is it ever trumped by a protester's First Amendment rights? Let me know. No, seriously. 844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. And I know I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I know we've got a lot of folks that have studied constitutional law in their time. I would be interested to know what you think. Who trumps who? Does the right of a sitting U.S. senator duly elected and appointed to this committee, does his rights trump, no pun intended, those who simply want to disrupt, delay, deny Brett Kavanaugh or U.S. senators an opportunity to be heard? How do we make that distinction in our society? We'll see what you think coming up next. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local Now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org and regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, I try and keep an even keel when I'm on holiday. You know, I took Friday off. Thanks to Pat Casale, by the way, for filling in. Did a great job. But I started seeing this stuff about Colin Kaepernick and that he has a new deal with Nike, even though he's not and probably won't ever be again in the National Football League. Mark Garagos is Kaepernick's attorney and made the announcement of the deal last Friday. Garagos calls the former 49er quarterback an all-American icon. Is that the way you see Colin Kaepernick? Or is he just a whiny ex-NFL player that can't find a job? He can't find a job in the NFL, but he's found a gig with Nike. Kaepernick posted a Nike ad featuring his face and wrote, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Hashtag just do it." I mean, I got to tell you, I'm wearing an Adidas shirt, University of Michigan Adidas shirt today. But I can promise you, I'm gonna burn or give away my Nike gear. And I don't have much of it. But I'm just not gonna give in to this stuff. Kaepernick already had a deal with Nike that was set to expire, but it was renegotiated into a multi-year deal to make him part of what Nike is calling its 30th anniversary. The Just Do It campaign. They are going to bring that out. A source close to Nike says the company will feature Kaepernick on several platforms, including billboards, television commercials, and online ads. Well, they ought to be doing radio at least. Anyway, that was kind of a halfway joke. Anyway, but here is a guy that has amounted to nothing. And his only claim to fame as an ex-NFL player is the kneeling for the anthem thing, which most of us agree is nothing. Am I right? It makes a lot of us mad. But beyond that, does it accomplish anything? No, not really. But the big question is, what do we do with Nike? I'm not a big, you know, we tried it, you know, do you remember when they tried to shut down Chick-fil-A? And it was Governor Huckabee, then presidential wannabe Huckabee, that came out and created a big stir, and there were lines around the block at every Chick-fil-A. So I'm not a big groupthink guy, but you know what? I'm asking all of you, if you own Nike products like Adidas, I'm wearing an Adidas University of Michigan shirt. Not a bad looking shirt. If it were Nike, I would be stripping down. That's kind of an ugly visual for those of you that know me. But the fact is that it makes no sense at all. Nike is trying to glorify a guy whose claim to fame as an ex-NFL player, you know, we always try and reinvent ourselves, is as a professional protester. He makes money by protesting. And right now he's protesting the anthem and police brutality and other things. I would love to get a chance to visit with him, and I just say, why are you so angry, and who are you angry about? Is it just Trump? Does it go beyond Trump? Think about it. Oh! I meant to get this in earlier, and I did not. Maeve Reston is a CNN political contributor, did a really nice story about who Doug Ducey, if you don't know who Doug Ducey is, he's the Arizona governor, who he will select to succeed John McCain for the next few years, till 2020. And there is a long, long list of folks that want to be governor, or rather, excuse me, U.S. Senator, and be the successor to John McCain. Listen to this. This was Maeve Reston, CNN political contributor, speculating on who the successor to McCain might be.
Well, Brooke, it's a very long list, as you well know, and Governor Ducey has kept this very close to the vest over the last weeks and months. Obviously, this was something that no one in Arizona wanted to talk about. And during the last week of services, his advisors would not even engage in who was on the list. But we know, of course, atop the list is potentially Cindy McCain, who is enormously popular here in Arizona, but not within that right wing of the Republican Party. And as you mentioned, Governor Ducey is facing political challenges of his own. So the thinking is that he may go with someone who is more of a kind of consensus pick, whether that be former Senator John Kyle, or two of the former Arizona congressmen, John Shattuck, Matt Salmon, or potentially someone pushed by the business community who's lesser known, like the state treasurer, for example, a woman who would be potentially more of a diversity pick. But we know they want to act quickly, but also look respectful to the legacy of John McCain. And as Joe Biden said last week, we may not see his like again. So a very difficult decision for the governor, Brooke.
The word is that John Kyle is getting the nod. And John Kyle maybe is the consensus. I mean, the idea of his widow getting it, I hate that stuff. We're not like the Brits. This is not, royalty. And just because you are married for somebody that got votes doesn't mean you're entitled to their seat. I'm sorry, but no, I've never believed that. And we've had we've had to deal with that in this state when people leave office prematurely. I'm sorry, but I'm not a big believer in that. No, I'm just not. Coming up, we'll see what Megan says. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. She's been in Northern Nevada for the last, 10 days. Is she ever coming back home to Southern Nevada? She loves Incline Village so much. Would she stay up there for the winter? I wonder if she would. Anyway, I'll ask her. That's all coming up live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.